The streets are painted red, and security has been stepped up. Ahead of China's Communist Party Congress, Beijing's tightened COVID-19 curbs as well. Any outbreak during this important political event would be an embarrassment for the government.
Of course, people are paying attention to, you know, whether there will be changes or short-term changes because it's affecting everybody. It's affecting the entire nation.
While the rest of the world has mostly decided to live with the virus, China has doggedly pursued its zero COVID approach, heaping pressure on the economy. Shoring up growth will be a top priority for the new leadership. Many people will be keeping a close eye on the new economic lineup.
You are talking about a very, very profound, major personnel changes in China. The personality of different leaders at different levels do have major impact.
Among those on their way out are Premier Li Keqiang, who manages the world's second largest economy, and Liu He, President Xi's top economic advisor. Both are seen as pro-market reformists.
It's hard to say who could step in to fill those shoes. Decision-making for the leadership reshuffle are made behind closed doors, but many political analysts believe incoming candidates will be Xi loyalists with a more state-driven economic approach.
Another question is whether the reshuffle will throw up any potential successor to Xi Jinping. Some fear the president's consolidation of power may divert attention away from the most pressing problem.
The economic problem seems to have been cast aside. Beijing is now focusing on the power shift and the establishment of a totalitarian system. I believe China's economy in the long run will find it difficult to escape from the prospect of recession.
To prevent that from happening, an overhaul of China's COVID-19 policy could be crucial. But there's little indication, as it stands, of any significant change. Patrick Falk, Al Jazeera, Beijing.